Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to your Job Search Coach podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today, I want to talk about the finances of job search and what you can do to create a financial plan to support your executive job search. How much have you spent on your job search? If you're even asking this type of question, you're missing the point. Putting smart money into your job search is an investment, not an expense. In other words, you can expect the dollars you put into finding the right position to yield exponential dividends in the form of a better job, increased compensation, and the peace of mind that comes with exceptional job satisfaction. Let's think about the wisdom of creating a financial plan for investing in your job search. Another way to look at it is to give yourself permission to spend money initially to reap the rewards later. An investment is a purchase that is believed to generate future wealth in excess of the principal. Your job search is just such an investment of time and effort and, yes, dollars. But where do you put those dollars and how do you account for them? Let's think about the core major topics you need to think about to plan for and record the investment of for your job search. So let's talk about investing in your career persona. Number one, your wardrobe. Make sure that you dress the part of the role you want, not the role you have. If this means approaching a better clothier than the one you're accustomed to shopping at or frequenting, then do it. Number two, a conservative presentation. Always dress and groom to a higher standard for your interviews and networking events, even if your target environment is relaxed and hip. So if that means looking into hiring a stylist or going to a professional hair salon, I encourage you to do it. It will reap benefits. Clean your car. Unclutter your car and get it a good vacuum. You'll have a clear, refreshing space to organize before and after your networking events, meeting, and interviews. Rumors also circulate, indicating that during your interview, someone could be looking at the condition of your car. So don't let them see what you don't want them to see. Number four, a reliable mobile phone. Make sure that you have a phone that you can use for your job search. Invest in good service to ensure that you have consistent reception. It doesn't have to be a smartphone, but know that there are many good apps you can download for free or at low cost to help you organize your job search. Think about making sure that you can dial and receive calls, send and receive text messages, and have the ability to check your email regularly. So that was your career persona. Now let's talk about your career portfolio. Your executive resume, of course, is the primary element. It is nearly impossible to detach sufficiently from your own career history to examine it dispassionately and thoroughly. Also, resume writing strategy is a set of technical skills that, together, translate from where you've been in your career to where you want to go. Hire an expert who does this type of work every day of the year. It is an investment well worth the time, effort, and financial resources that you put into the process. Number six is an upgraded LinkedIn account. You don't need to advertise that you're a job seeker with the Job Seeker program unless you want to, but there are good reasons to upgrade and take advantage of the benefits that an upgraded LinkedIn profile offers. That having been said, you can do equally well if you invest time and effort into your regular LinkedIn membership and make sure that you're engaging on the platform appropriately. Paying for the platform doesn't change your level of engagement. Only you can do that. So number seven, of course, is refreshed LinkedIn profile, making sure that your LinkedIn profile is up to date and brands you appropriately. Hire an expert to craft your universal calling card, this LinkedIn profile you have access to for free. Your LinkedIn profile is the first place people look to find out more about you. They might not have your resume. They might have only heard your name. They're going to do a search and they're going to expect to find you on LinkedIn. So why not control the message? Number 8, career coaching. If you have less than 100% understanding of where you fit in a company or what your target industry should be, don't skimp on good advice. If you need a career coach, I will be happy to help you find the right person, if it's me or if it's somebody who does work different from what I do. But don't neglect to figure out your target. Don't neglect to figure out what your ideal job function is, what your ideal industry is, what your ideal company type is. It will guide everything you do in your job search. And a really good coach can help steer you in the right direction. Overall, if you can afford to invest in yourself, don't always go with the least expensive options, as the return might not be what you need. Judge costs accordingly and know that every cent you wisely invest into your job search will surely give you profitable dividends in the form of a rewarding career. I thank you for listening to Your Job Search Coach podcast. I hope you will subscribe to get more advice on your executive job search. My name is Amy L. Adler. You can find me at 801-810-5627. And thanks for listening.